legislation and action on censorship allegations.
Well, this is definitely something that I never would have wanted to happen during my service to the community, but I'm kind of like, I hear most members of this council are kind of end of dealing with the comments being made, but I believe Councilman Souza should offer an apology for his inappropriate actions and comments toward members of this city council and toward private citizens of this community. And next Thursday, I want to make a motion requesting that Councilman Souza offer up his apology. And if that motion is seconded and passed, and Councilman Souza does not offer up his apology, I would then like to move toward making a motion to start the censorship process, which we have in city code, after that. And as far as that being said, that's all the comments I would like to make tonight regarding this matter.
Okay. I'll just save you the time. You're not going to get an apology, Kurt.
I think you need to readjust your tone.
I don't care what you think. Okay? Now, ever since that I looked at the airport, your buddy, and I brought out the facts on the airport, you have been riding me. You've sent nasty emails. And I don't care if you think. Now, in the charter, there's provisions for you to file a complaint. So I think you ought to just go ahead and write that letter. Because you're not going to get no apology from me.
That's fine. But I promise you this, these facts that you just spoke of do not exist. Your facts were bold-faced lies. And that's the biggest problem that I have. You might want to go back and re-listen to things that you've said and issue facts and your evidence of the facts that you say you've stated.
Okay.
And it just goes more toward Crossville Arrow. There's numerous citizens in this community that you personally attacked by misusing your seat on this city council. And it's time for that to end.
Okay. We need to adhere to proper decorum. This is not proper decorum.
Okay.
It will not be tolerated at the council meeting.
Okay. I will address this.
Mr. Mayor,
November, special call meeting was conducted. It's my opinion that during that special call meeting, that members use their authority. City Attorney, I have 180 days to file a complaint. Do I not? Okay. The complaint has already been started. That addresses the whole issue. I'm going to provide you with another forum where you can have your complaint. I'm going to talk about this matter.
Mr. Mayor, I do have one question that I'd like to ask, something that does concern me. And I don't really know how it connects with any of this, but I do have a concern. And maybe Mr. Rutherford can help me. Do we have a policy for use of city meeting space for outside organizations? Do we charge them rent? The reason I'm asking is it came to my attention that last Friday, that there was a group of folks that met here, and I was concerned because in an email that you sent us, there was some conversation about a group of concerned citizens who had said that they might be considering suing the city because of issues Mr. Souza had raised. And I just hope that that wasn't the group that was using our facility that was meeting in our space last week.
Well, we don't have a policy of charging the public. We have a policy that if we have space available, someone calls, they're able to use that.
Okay.
This is a public facility, so it's pretty hard to control.
Do you know who that group was last week? Does anybody know who they were?
Mr. Susan might answer that question.
Can I address that?
Please.
Okay. On numerous occasions, people have called me and asked to speak to me, okay? Of which, this isn't the only time, of which I've asked them, I will not meet with some people in private, okay? Because I will not allow myself to be compromised. So, what I ask is if a person or if a group of people meet, often I'll meet here, okay? I'll ask them to meet here, at which I will clear that with the city manager. I was asked week before last, I don't know, the days run together, if I could meet with a group of people. The group of people turned out to be a mixed bag of people, to include that gentleman right over there. Okay? I didn't know who was going to show up until they showed up. I listened to what they had to say. I answered questions. There was no discussion of any lawsuits. And I answered questions relative to what I'd answer to anybody. Okay? And when I do this, I try to do it where it's viewable. Okay? In this case, I asked for the fish bowl downstairs. Everybody was there. There was nothing hidden. There was nothing that was up. And I made it clear right from the beginning that I not that this was not to be used for political purposes. Didn't I say that? And that it would not be used in any way, shape, or form towards any election.
Okay. If it's a public meeting in a public space,
yeah,
with a council member, should they be recorded? I mean, should, you know, I'm just putting out some things that concern me, especially if it's a group that, whether it's true or not, that may have said in some form or fashion, whether it's off the cuff or accurate, that they are considering suing the city. It seems like that would be a conflict of interest.
We record most of us.
You record your council meeting.
And
you record private conversations.
And the planning commission.
The planning commission.
Personnel board.
Groups of the cities. Of cities. Cities sanctioned groups.
All meetings. Okay. Now, I'm not the only one that has sat down and talked to concerned citizens. Okay? I gave those people an option of going to Fairfield Glade and speaking to them there, or coming here for a central location, which I cleared with the city manager. And I will speak to any group of people that wants to speak to me. Now, if there's a problem with the council, of me or anybody else using these facilities, then the city can set up a policy.
Yes, sir.
I kind of agree with Pam. I want to make sure, and Will, you can help out with this, that we are not offering up legal advice that any member of this council is going to take to an outside agency and give them free counsel on how to attack or possibly sue the city of Crossville. Because that's their responsibility to go seek counsel on their own.
Where did anybody get the idea that that had anything to do with
it? It was in an email that Mr. Rutherford sent to the council.
An email to Will for the conversation with questions that Mr. Sousa asked, because y'all want everything. And Mr. Sousa said, I've got to meet with these folks, and I don't know that they may talk about suing the city or not.
I have no idea what
they're talking
about. I didn't offer any legal advice. I don't give legal advice.
Well, my concern is that a group that may or may not be considering suing the city be using our space here at the city to meet if they've got the axe to grind,
yeah,
you know.
I understand that, but when you've got...
I don't know how you can limit them on public property and how we're going to be able to read everybody's mind as to what they want to talk about.
Well, the one thing you can do is you can let everybody use space, or you don't let anybody use space. It's one or the other. There's nothing in between. And you can't...
There's none of the meetings that I've talked to people. There's no two meetings that's ever been alike. In this case, there was more discussion amongst the different people who were not associated with one another than there even was with me. Okay? It was an information thing only. And part of the discussion was grants. Okay? To which I told them where the source of the information was at. Did I not?
Yes, sir.
Did I tell them should or should not do anything relative to grants?
No.
That's all it was. That was part of the conversation.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd also like you to do some research. I feel like it's sad, but I believe it may end up coming to this, but I would like to know what the process is of removing a disorderly member of the council for a council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, can I speak, please?
Yes.
I'm not even going to talk about the meeting. There was nothing occurred down there. Anybody threatened to sue the city? I promise this council, if I'm going to sue you, you'll get a notice. I won't be meeting here. Okay. I did the research today. There are proper procedures for filing an ethics complaint. I've got the stuff right here. Very easy. I read it about 10 minutes. I have seen nothing from any individual council member, even though there are personal attacks, people call people names. I've seen nothing within the rules of any ethical violation about anybody. Okay? It says, upon the written request of an official or employee potentially affected by a provision of the chapter, the attorney may render an oral opinion. This says you need to file a written complaint. Okay?
And that's completely different from the censorship.
Well, I mean, Councilman Kerr, I don't want to start an argument. There's a difference between censorship and censure. Mm-hmm. It's two different things. Okay? When you talk about censuring someone, it essentially says this: if an elected official is found, more or less, it says, found guilty, because okay, you have to go through this long process first of filing a complaint, and it has to go to the attorney, and if he has a conflict, he has to hire some. You have to approve somebody else to hire. And it goes on and on. My point is this, ladies and gentlemen. We have seen city council members attacking each other, calling each other names, primarily over this airport issue. Yeah, I have some questions, okay? But it's over, predominantly, other than a few minor details. There's no reason to continue these attacks on each other. I just don't understand.
Thank you. Councilor, you had something?
I just want to make one thing clear. We got some argument going on. I represent the council's whole. That's nothing new. I've said this before. If somebody comes to me for advice, Councilman White, you ask me a question. Councilman Harris, you're entitled to know the answer as well. There's no confidentiality between me and you as an individual. I represent the council as a whole, so that confidentiality is between the whole council. And so, it's not always necessary to share a one-sentence conversation, but I will make sure that everybody has access to any advice that I give that'll be distributed publicly moving forward. And if there's any personal attack, I can't take one side or the other. Like I said, I'll have conflicts I represent you all. And I just hope that everybody understands that moving forward.
Meeting adjourned.
Is that on the agenda?
What?
No,
yes,
sir.
Is it?
Okay.
Yes.